Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide navigating this crazy roller coaster we call life. Ever feel like you're on a pressure cooker about to explode? You know that feeling when traffic is backed up for miles, your phone decides to die at the worst possible moment, and your favorite band cancels their tour? Yeah, frustration and anger can sneak up on us faster than a ninja in a windstorm. But listen up, because today we're diving deep into how to manage those fiery emotions like a boss. We're talking stoic wisdom, practical techniques, and real-life strategies to keep you cool under pressure. Get ready to unlock your inner Zen master, folks. First things first, understanding where anger and frustration come from is crucial. The Stoics believe that these emotions are often fueled by our perception of things, what we think about events, not the events themselves. Think about it. Someone cuts you off in traffic. Is the action inherently bad? Maybe they are rushing to the hospital. Here's how you perceive that action as a reckless act of aggression that ignites your anger. Though, perception is reality, people. Next up, we need to learn to detach ourselves from things we can't control. You know the drill. Traffic jams, other people's opinions, the weather, seriously, who can control that? These things are like the wind, they blow where they may. Trying to fight against them is like trying to hold back a tidal wave with your bare hands, futile and exhausting. Instead, focus your energy on what you can control. Your thoughts, your actions, and your reactions. Speaking of reactions, try practicing mindfulness before reacting impulsively. When anger flares up, take a moment to breathe deeply, acknowledge the feeling, and step back from the situation. It's like hitting the pause button on an emotional roller coaster ride. This little breather can give you clarity and prevent you from saying or doing something you'll regret later. Trust me, I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt. Now, let's talk about the power of reframing. Instead of viewing a frustrating situation as an insurmountable obstacle, try looking at it as an opportunity for growth. Think about it. Every challenge is a chance to learn, adapt, and become more resilient. That traffic jam. Maybe use it as time to listen to your favorite podcast or plan out your day. See? Turning lemons into lemonade. And finally, remember that forgiveness both of yourself and others is key. Holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you more than anyone else. Let go of the need for revenge and focus on healing and moving forward. Picture this. You're at a crowded coffee shop, trying to grab your caffeine fix before a big meeting. Suddenly, someone bumps into you, spilling your latte all over your new shirt. Your immediate reaction? Probably a surge of frustration, right? But here's where the stoic magic comes in. Take a deep breath, acknowledge that frustrating feeling, and remind yourself that this is a minor inconvenience. Reframe the situation. This is an opportunity to practice patience and grace. Order a new latte, maybe with extra whipped cream, laugh it off, and move on. Boom, you just turned a potential meltdown into a moment of mindfulness and calm. T. Managing anger and frustration doesn't have to be a Herculean task. It's about developing awareness, practicing self-control, and choosing how we respond to life's inevitable challenges. Remember, the goal isn't to become emotionless robots, it's to harness our emotions in a way that empowers us, not controls us. So, there you have it, folks. 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those fiery feelings with grace and resilience. Remember, practice makes perfect. Keep working on these techniques, and before you know it, you'll be handling those frustrating situations like a stoic pro. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with your friends who could use a little stoic wisdom in their lives. Let's spread the peace, one podcast at a time. See you tomorrow for another dose of stoicism. Keep calm and carry on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.